Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Trevor wasn't kidding. He said, well, we got to go, like, right now. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're delighted. Delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. I'm Vincent Finelli. Captain John Reagan is with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
You know, it's a couple days after the expo, and we're just slowly, slowly getting our lives back to back in order, and I think tonight is the day we actually start. We can have some sleep, and that's going to be kind of nice. And I know you've driven a long way, and you're slowly getting back in into your routine. Are you worn out a little bit?
You look at this last week. Today I'll make a total of 4 hours on the radio in the past week. I had 3 hours of presentations at the expo, not counting all the other discussions there, and roughly 1,000 miles of driving.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Did people say to you they can't wait till the next one?
I just count it as a win that people didn't run out of my seminar screaming.
When I think back at some of the things that we've done, you and I have done at the meetups, and we'll start out with some smiles, and I'll say, coming up next is John Reagan. He's going to wipe that smile right off your face. with your news, and it's not like you created the news. You're just analyzing it and saying, here's what it means.
And it was so fun, late Sunday when some people found out that I was going to be spending the night there at the farm, and Dr. Miller was going to be there too. They said, "Hey, we buy tickets to watch that."
I just figured out that we had people from 5 states at the farm, and one of the guys I'd never met before, and people said, "You let people stay at your farm you've never met?" And I said, "Yeah," but that's nothing compared to Mike Ma coming. I said the first time that Mike Ma came to the farm, he stayed overnight. I mean, I slept with one eye open. I mean, he was at the meetup on Monday, and I said, Mike Ma is one of the scariest guys I know. And you know what? He took offense to that. What? I'm one of the nicest guys. And that's absolutely true. He's one of the nicest guys. As long as he's on your side. But, man, oh, man, I would not want to be on the other side against Mike Ma. And the funny thing is I have a meeting this afternoon with the city of Lebanon. We're going to discuss, the future of expos in Lebanon and how much they want to participate with the canine team, which is one level below SWAT, the two fire trucks that showed up with lights and sirens and scaring everybody away from the expo. I want to discuss how much they plan on participating, because if they want to continue that, there's no way. We'll just have to call for a national boycott against the city of Lebanon. So I said to Mike Ma at the meetup, hey, Mike, this was on Monday. I said, hey, Mike, what are you doing Wednesday? You want to come to Lebanon? he said, Vincent, you don't want me there. There'd be blood everywhere. Oh, man. Did you see Mike, just stand up and start coughing and getting sick during dinner? Did you see him do that in the middle of the presentation?
Yeah, I'm so used to it. I just kept on talking to the people at the table.
He was so disruptive. I mean, oh, it was funny. That's what he does. I mean, he gets everybody's attention. You know, everybody's having fun, and all of a sudden he starts coughing and hacking and reaching and asking for help, and people think he's going to die right there on the spot. And whatever he's got, they don't want to get it. And everybody's going to throw up on him. Oh, jeez. And it's all an act. It's all an act to teach you what you need to do if you're outnumbered and outgunned and you need to clear a path through the enemy. But we had a lot of fun at the expo, and I'm thinking about the next one and how we're going to do it. And people are saying we should have it at the farm, and a big circus tent, and we can certainly do that. But the thing that we do, I believe, better than anybody else. And I'm not talking about me. What I'm talking about is we USA Preparers. What we do, the faculty of USA Preparers, is have better seminars, better information, more concise, more accurate, more on point than any place else. As a matter of fact, I'd be willing to bet that USA Preparers event over the weekend is more educational than all the other expos, all the other preparedness and survival expos combined. We can do it in 2 days and all the rest of them do in a whole year. Literally, that's my take on it, and I believe that's accurate. That's based on things I've been told. So it's not bragging. Maybe it is. Maybe I am bragging about our instructors. It's not me. It's guys like John Reagan, Norm Shealy, Matt Stein, Richard Allen Miller, Ed Marvini. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And I better stop before I, leave anybody out. I'm going to leave about 200 out. But that's really the way it is. Wouldn't you say that, John?
Yeah, the good thing is, if you ever had a show where nobody showed up, all you got to do is read off the list of instructors, and you've used up to 2 hours.
Actually, we did that a couple of times. It's not that, but there was a crowd, and but all we did literally on Friday night was just talk about who was going to be there, just 2 minutes apiece at the microphone. And sometimes that's pretty hard. You get John Stadtmiller up there, and you give him 2 minutes, and he has a tough time with judging time. But it's really tough when you get broadcasters. I'm saying that affectionately about John Stadtmiller. When you have broadcasters, they have a lot to say, and we had a lot of broadcasters. And but 2 minutes apiece at the microphone took 3 hours, from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, just to say who we are, why we're there, what we're going to teach. And that's one of the most fun things. John, I have a report. I think I'll read it. Very quickly, I have a report that someone gave me in a binder, and his name is J.C. Gately III. And I'm going to have to give you the intro to this. So this gentleman called me up before the expo, and he said, well, I'm coming to the expo. He kind of hemmed and hawed a little bit and finally said, look, I'm going to tell you the truth. I want to have an expo, and I want to model it after yours. I want to see how to do it. I want to see how you do your expo. And so I want to follow you around, and I want to learn, and I want you to be my mentor. And I said, okay, that's fine. But when you're done, I would like to know what you thought. And I also think that you will find that this expo will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events. And I think you thought I was kidding. I'm not sure, but it's kind of a pretty strong claim. Well, I have this report that he handed me. It's bound. I mean, he did a nice job. It says, report to Vincent Finelli by J.C. Gately III. Upon arriving at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri, Friday, March 27, 2015, I introduced myself to Vincent Finelli, and I reminded him of who I was and that I was looking forward to being at the show and learning all that I could about the type of show that he was promoting and the business side of the show. Unfortunately, he advised me that he was not available for me to follow him around as we originally discussed, but that I was free to hand out cards and pick up cards from those vendors at the show. Then he proceeded to invite me to attend a seminar being held in one of the exhibit halls where I had the privilege to meet and listen to three of the most well-versed persons on the subject of preparedness. It has been my good fortune to hear. Afterwards, I attended a delicious meal and got to hear from several vendors at the show with little nuggets of information about their backgrounds and products. I had to leave early, so I missed the closing remarks and I'm sure insightful comments about other topics that I found fascinating. Today I arrived to find the exhibition hall teeming with vendors, as Vincent says, guests walking through as vendors sported their wares and guests asked important questions about each item. To say the speakers were phenomenal as yesterday's is putting it mildly. I was impressed by the fact that even though there were changes made the night before to the speaker lineup, the fluidity of the system seemed to move like a well-oiled machine. Again, I was most impressed that through it all, every time I saw Vincent, he seemed to seemed in control, handing out marching orders to the troops in a seamless manner. As the day wore down, to its close, my vivid thought as I was walking through the throngs of people reminded myself of why I was there in the first place. So, Mr. Finelli, as to the question you posed to me several weeks ago as to whether the event was one of my most memorable events I've ever been to, I will rank it among my top 10. Behind my marriage of my loving wife of 40 years, the birth of my son bearing my name, and the day I witnessed 1 million Christian men bow in unison on the Mall in Washington, D.C. to pledge their life being the head of their families again. So, yes, this has been up there with what I refer to as a mountaintop experience. And even if I go no further with my plans, as part of an upcoming show, I will be participating in, and I will carry in my heart this time and these people and this experience for the rest of my life. Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope to return again and again to renew friendships and make new ones. Respectfully, in his service, J.C. Gately III. He had a comment, and I'll read the comment right after this break.
Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top-of-the-line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and so I was reading a report that was written by J.C. Gately III, and he bound it and put it in a cover. It was really kind of nice. It was very nice. And he signed it, and then it says, P.S., in the future, a blessing before the meals would be appropriate as opposed to a general blessing over the entire event. Now, I agree. That would have been very nice. But I want to tell you, J.C., I have invited priests, ministers, every walk of faith that I could find to come to the Get Prepared Expo. I've invited churches, and I've said, you know, you guys have 52 weeks where you celebrate services and Mass, and you know, you're in the sanctuary, and how about 1 week, just 1 week, just one weekend, where you bring your flock, your parishioners, your members, to the Get Prepared Expo and let them learn about physical preparedness. So they can come another 51 weeks. No minister, priest, rabbi, or head of a church will do it. Not one. Not one will bring his or her flock to the Get Prepared Expo. And I think I know the reason why. Because we don't have a collection plate at the Get Prepared Expo for services. I think that's it. I think they would forego passing around the plate for donations for that weekend or that Sunday services. So I think that's why they don't come. It makes absolutely no sense to me. So I wanted to share that little tidbit of information about the churches. And I have another suggestion. For those of you who are members of churches where you tithe and where you donate money, how about this? How about saying to the head of your church, you know, the person who is the broker between you and your God, that guy. How about if you say, does that sound sacrilegious? I didn't mean it to be. I don't have a broker. I don't have a broker between me and my God, and neither does Mrs. Finelli or our children. We speak directly to God. Make sure that there's no miscommunication. Well, how about this? How about if you are spending money at a church and you say to your leader of your church, you know, I know you want me to do well, and I know you want me to spread the message, and here's what I plan on doing. That money that I was giving to the church, I am going to create a seed bank. I'm going to buy some seeds, and I'm going to use that money that I was using for the church to give people seeds, and I'm going to teach them how to garden. I'm going to create a militia, a gardening militia, so that we can all survive and still be members of the church. So, and I know, Pastor, that you approve of that. I know you, that you want me to spread the word of God and to more people, and we'll have more people because they'll survive, because we're going to teach them how to garden and save their own families and lives. What do you think? You'll probably see a very interesting look on your pastor's face, like, how do I get out of this one? John Reagan, back to you.
You know, it's kind of interesting being there at the farm. Like you said, there's several people there in the broadcasting, especially John Stadtmiller, for over 20 years. And it seems like I wasn't quite what they expected.
What do you mean?
And I also, well, I also know, like, sitting around the breakfast table, it's less than 2 hours before we're on the air, and I think people were looking at me like, you know, this guy's not going to be on the air today. There's no way. And you even have a nice blackmail photo you took there in the studio where, yeah, I came up to the studio still wearing the clothes I slept in, barefoot, but I sit down behind the microphone, and it's like John Stadtmiller said, you know, I just become, you know, different, and it seems like it wasn't what he's expecting, or how he's been through a number of radio personalities, how they are behind the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I just want you to know, I never said that you were barefoot. You said that. but and when I took the picture, I didn't take a picture of your feet. Yeah, that was, you know, it was really something. We had people sleeping all over the living room and the dining room, and we're all spread out upstairs, downstairs, you know, all over. We had a house full. But let me ask you, when we come back, was that fun or what? John Reagan, Captain U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. We'll be right back.
Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results.
Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talk about preparedness. You know, we... You're listening to commercials about next year's Get Prepared Expo. Actually, what's happened is I need to record new commercials. And my voice was shot from the expo, so I'm hoping that by this afternoon it'll be back where I can record, you know, new commercials for USA Prepares. And, John, I wanted to share something with you. There's only been two instances where I've had to ask people not to participate in the Get Prepared Expo. Tell you what one of them was. Expo number one in Springfield, Missouri. We had ammo dealers and gun dealers and, you know, all the other survival type exhibits, as well as the seminars. And on setup day Friday, our son, you know, we're all, you know, gun type people here at the farm. All of us have them, and so we're pretty up to speed on how to use them, and we're up to speed on safety and things like that. And we're very, very concerned about making sure our expo is safe and we don't have any accidental discharges of firearms. So we tell all the gun guys, the sellers of guns, look, here's the deal. You know the drill. The guns have to be tie-wrapped so that the actions are locked, so you can't put a cartridge in, you know, in the firearm, and or the rifle or the pistol or the shotgun, and you can't use the action, so that no one, you know, kind of points it and then squeeze the trigger and has it go off and hurt someone. So we tell everybody on Friday, okay, as they're setting up, you know, tie wrap the actions. Yep. Tie wrap the actions. Yep. Mm-hmm. And we go around and around. We keep reminding them. And so the expo starts on Saturday, and I get a message that the police are outside. So I greeted them outside, and my son videotaped the interaction with me and the cops, city cops of Springfield. And it went very, very smoothly. And the cops said, look, we got a complaint. You want to take care of it, or do you want to take care of it? And I said, I'll take care of it. So I went inside, and I saw the guy, and he didn't tie wrap his guns, as he was directed to by me and the rest of our staff. And he knew better, because it wasn't his first gun show. And it wasn't his first, it was his first expo, but it wasn't his first gun show. So this guy, you know, is selling guns for quite a while. So I said to him, just want to let you know, I prevented you from having a nice chat with the police. They're outside, and we asked you to tie wrap your guns, and you didn't do it. We asked you repeatedly. You didn't do it. Now get out. Right now. I threw him out. That was one. So, you know, when it comes to the expo, it's my responsibility and my duty to make sure that I protect the interests of our guests. Well, I had another encounter at this expo, and this is very difficult for me to say, and some of you are not going to believe what you're going to hear, and this is going to cause a firestorm. But I'm going to tell you, because it's my responsibility to report what I think is something you need to know. Expo number, well, in one of the early expos, we had a keynote speaker. And when we do this kind of thing, we have commercials. So I created some television and radio commercials. And, you know, when you have well-known names, you mention them because you want people to come and see them. And they want people to come and see them, okay? So the people who are speaking want their names in commercials. So we create these commercials, television commercials, radio commercials. We were on the internet. I talked about it. And they even say on the air that they're coming. And they're going to be speaking, and they're looking forward to being there. Well, expo number one or two, we had a guy, and he was going to be there. And he didn't show up. And this is after he's on television with the commercials, about $10,000 worth of commercials on just television. He doesn't show up. And I found out that his mother had passed away, and that was the reason. But his mother had passed away 10 days before, and between the expo and his mother passing away, he did another event in another location. And then there was, well, you know, can't get there, can't fly there. And we said, well, we'll pick you up. We have a pilot. We'll pay for the fuel, and we will pick you up. And it wasn't that he was that far away. It was maybe an 8-hour drive. But we would have picked him up. And he said, no. That kind of bothered me. I felt terrible about his mom. But when you add into that equation that he didn't show up to our event, but yet he showed up to another event in another state, farther away. That bothered me. And I said, I'll never have this guy back. Well, I have a friend, a freeze-dried guy. I said, hey, this guy's a really good guy. Why don't you have him come back? And I said, no. Why don't you have him come back? No. So expo after expo after expo, freeze-dried guy asked me if I'd have him back. He's a really good guy. Come on, have him back. Finally, I relented, and I said, okay. We'll have him back at this one, expo number 7. So for maybe months before the expo, I was on the radio with him, and he said he was coming. I was on another radio show as a guest, and he's coming. He's looking forward to it. The Monday before the expo, so the expo starts on Friday, the Monday before the expo, I was in the vehicle with Mrs. Finelli. We were going to the meetup, and I said, would you mind calling this man and see, just reconfirming. Call his vice president and just see if he's coming. And his vice president voicemail answered, and so Mrs. Finelli said, just reconfirming that he's coming. And we got a message that said that he would not be an email that night, Monday night, late Monday night, when we came back from the meetup, that this man was not going to be at the expo. So that's Monday, and the expo starts, you know, setting up on Friday. So I change the schedule and pull him off, rearrange it, and then I get a call a couple days later from this other guy, and he says he's going to, he can fill in for the guy who wasn't going to be there. I said, okay. So I rearrange the schedule again because he's coming in on a late flight, and so I rearrange the schedule for Saturday and Sunday, and this man speaks on Saturday, and then he speaks Sunday at 10 o'clock through 11 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, the man comes up to me who filled in for the original speaker, and he said, hey, thanks so much. I had a great time. I'm leaving. The boss called, the guy who was originally supposed to speak, and he said, I've got another engagement on Tuesday, and I've got to leave. So he left it Sunday at 11 o'clock. For a Tuesday event. I said, oh, is it important? He said, oh, yeah, it's really important. I said, okay. You're never coming back. And here's why. Let me tell you who these guys are. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. That would be Richard Mack. Richard Mack stood me up twice. He stood you up twice. He stood up all of you who came to see him 2 times in a row. Now, this time, he spoke at another event on the same weekend. Did he call me to tell me? Nope. Did he call me the first time to tell me? Nope. He just says he's coming and doesn't show up. And, you know, here's the problem. The problem is that people look up to him. People respect him. People think that he's there for them. Well, I'm here to tell you that he wasn't here for us. Now, I give him space. I don't pay him to show up. I don't pay for his travel. I don't, you know, but I do give him all the space at no charge. I promote him at no charge, and he doesn't show up twice. So I sent him an email yesterday, and I said that I want nothing to do with him, nothing to do with Mr. Dalton, his executive vice president, and nothing to do with the CSPOA, and take my name off the rolls. I want nothing to do with them. I won't raise money for them. I won't support them. I won't endorse them, and I won't have them on USAPrepares.com. Why? Because when we look up to the CSPOA, like Sheriff Joey Kyle, a member of the CSPOA, and he says he's here to defend and support the Constitution, reaffirmed his oath, and then we have a guy like Bob Estep in his own county, Christian County, Missouri, and he gets beaten by a Sparta cop within the county of Christian in Missouri, and Sheriff Joey Kyle does not investigate nor arrest the cop who tased the man, our instructor, our student, Bob Estep. I got a problem with it. I want nothing to do with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Nothing. Now, I'm not telling you what to do, but I feel it's incumbent upon me to tell you what I learned Now, when they ask you for money, they ask you for money to help defend, you know, these sheriffs who get themselves in trouble for one reason or another. And the legal bills are like $120,000. I was asked to raise money for a friend of ours, Shane Harger. You know, like raise money and get the money to send the money to CSP away. We'll help. We'll help disperse that money. No way. I said, no way. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And I didn't do it. However, I worked with Aaron Dakins to help Shane Harger raise a small amount of money for Shane Harger to help him. And we knew exactly where that money was going. And we put on the Truth Traveler website who donated, you know, first names and the amount. So they could see that that amount got there. And Shane Harger could see that amount. It was transparent to everybody that we didn't skim anything off the top. Nothing. Nothing off the top. Now, when you think about back to the CSPOA, Rick Dalton coming to speak to the CSPOA, he had to make last-minute reservations. It costs more for last-minute reservations than it does when you book in advance. So he spent more of your money, more of your donated money than he needed to, and then he boogied without spending more time to make that trip count to the maximum benefit of you, the listeners, you, the students, you, the supporters of the CSPOA. I want nothing to do with them.
Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. How many?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you God, you're
take my when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Would it have been nice if Richard Mack actually met his obligation or his commitment that he said he would? That he would, and been at the Get Prepared Expo. Wouldn't it have been nice to see his reaction to the canine squad? Now, that's one step below SWAT. One step below SWAT. Those guys were at the Get Prepared Expo for the weekend. Okay? The canines. One step below SWAT. Wouldn't it have been nice if he said, what are you guys doing here? Okay? And if he stood with us. No, he couldn't because he wasn't there. And he could have said, what are you guys doing sending this black fire truck? Since when is a fire truck black? Okay? Only for intimidation do you paint a fire truck black and come in with lights and sirens. Right? So Richard Mack missed it. Missed it. So when this becomes front page news, Richard Mack will not be participating in the front page news, and I will not be participating with anything that the CSPOA does. And by the way, there were people who know Richard Mack at the expo, and they were absolutely shocked, and they couldn't believe it. And you know what? I think we're going to lose membership. And I think when I tell my meetup group exactly what happened, they're probably going to consider doing the same thing that I did and distance myself and remove myself from the CSPOA. By the way, the canines, those aren't nice puppies. Those are attack dogs. Attack dogs. That's what they do. Kyle from Montana, you're on with me and John Reagan. Welcome.
Good morning, Vince. Just wanted to apologize to everybody for not being able to make it. I had some extenuating circumstances and couldn't dump everything on my wife, and it's just too much. We're moving. I'm going to redo and reset up and redeploy, so to speak. But I just wanted to warn John. John, I found that when you run into a guy that's super friendly, very intelligent, they always have a devious side when you're speaking of him taking a blackmail photo of you.
What? Yeah, you're talking about me. You know, I took some pictures of our instructors who were here. You know, around the kitchen table, and you know, they're nice shots. They're you know, certainly are not blackmail shots in any way, shape, or form. But they're good, well composed shots. And Kyle, you know, the amount of fun that we had, we're laughing until way in the wee hours of the morning. Nobody got any sleep. And you know, when you get a whole bunch of really bright people together, it really is a lot of fun. And it's kind of like a family reunion, but it's nonstop hysterical. Would you say that's accurate, John Reagan?
Yeah, you know how it is at the expo with all those seminars to go to. Well, when you're there at the farm, it's like I'm sitting there. There's these two major conversations going on at the same time, and I'm trying to follow both of them.
Yeah, and you know, we did something. We did something very interesting, and that is we have this this poster that a lot of people have signed who have been at the farm and instructors with us, and it's about, oh, maybe 18, or no, 20 by 30, and I have two of them, one for people who are at the expo who exhibited and you know, participated, and another one for those who are instructors and have been at the farm. And it's really neat. So, you know, you see Ed Marvini and Joel Wallach and John Reagan and Norm Shuley and, you know, Rick Miller, Matt Stein, and the list goes on, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, the list goes on, Aaron Dakins, Brad Dakins, the list goes on and on. And it's a lot of fun because really what sets us apart is we are not a radio show with guests. We're like a family. We really are a family. And we act like a family. And when you become one of us, you have access to us. So if you need a rocket scientist, we've got one. If you need a brain surgeon, we've got one. If you need an analyst, we've got one. Need authors, we've got plenty of them. Kyle, you want to hold through the break, or
sure.
What are your thoughts?
Sure, I'll hold.
Okay. Unscripted today, and we're going to talk about spy tech and health on the other side. Kyle from Montana, USAPress.com instructor, John Reagan instructor, and I will be right back. Kyle, we did miss you at the expo, but we're going to have another kind of an expo. It might not be the same, and I don't know if it's going to be at a city location, because those guys they play rough. They really play rough, and they're in the business of intimidation. So that's exactly the opposite of our message. We'll be right back. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.